Our next guest was a passionate sportswoman and sports physiotherapist who spent much of her time working and travelling with local and state-level sports teams. After observing the varied and complex nature of conditions her clients presented with, she was motivated to extend her knowledge. Through further studies, she obtained experience in and a passion for the field of women's health physiotherapy, hypermobility in children and adults, pain management, and the management of complex neurological issues. It's a good morning and a welcome to the studio, Kay Kerr from Caboolture Physical Therapy Centre. And it's a big good morning and welcome to the studio, Kay Kerr. Good morning, Kay.
Oh, good morning, Rosemary.
Now, Kay, today we're going to have a little talk about osteoporosis. Now, this is a condition that affects bone health. Tell us about that.
Yeah, thanks. I thought I would talk about osteoporosis today, since yesterday was World Osteoporosis Day. And it gives us an opportunity to talk to the listeners about the osteoporosis crisis out there, since with good information and intervention, it really is largely a preventable problem.
Okay. Kay, tell us, what is osteoporosis?
Yes, osteoporosis is a condition where bone loses its density and becomes fragile, increasing the risk of fractures. Especially prone are the hip, the spine, and the wrist. It's often called a silent disease because many of us don't really know that we have it until we suffer our first break. However, it can be easily measured on a bone density scan, which can be ordered by your doctor, with just usually two quick pictures that are compared with a whole lot of data across the world, so probably billions of data by now. And so we have a really good idea what's normal for what age.
Mm-hmm.
Your bones are like honeycomb, and the cells that are close, they're usually close together in healthy bone, but they become a bit like moth-eaten little holes in osteoporosis. The test measures your bone density, and it displays it on a bell curve and compares it to what's considered normal for your age. So anything above zero was great, but minus 1 to minus 2.5 is considered osteopenia, or getting low and requiring intervention, and below minus 2.5 is osteoporosis, and that puts you at high risk of a fracture.
Wow, and we know that that's not good. Now, Kay, with World Osteoporosis Day, that was established to drive urgent policy action to detect it with better care for sufferers of osteoporosis, the consequences of not doing this might be pretty significant, mightn't it?
Yes, massive for families, healthcare systems, and economies, and particularly, of course, for patients who suffer the heavy burden of neglect. Shockingly, up to 80% of osteoporotic fracture patients never actually receive follow-up diagnosis or treatment. And those consequences are really devastating, resulting in chronic pain, disability, loss of independence, increased risk of future fractures, and premature death.
Well, that's pretty serious. So who is at the highest risk there? Am I, for instance?
Mm-hmm. Well, you can have low bone density at any age because it's influenced by a whole lot of different factors, such as poor diet or low body weight, genetics, various diseases, smoking, prolonged periods, particularly without weight-bearing activity, like, you know, resting in a long time in a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
But even young people can get it. Say triathletes are very prone to it if they're young women particularly. Of course, they tend to, you know, lose their menstrual cycle if they become underweight. Hormones very much affect bone, and then they can, suffer fractures after that very, very easily, which might end their career. Hormones, like I say, play a particular part, though, and particularly in women over 50 or after the age of menopause. Women are about four times more likely than men to develop osteoporosis. However, men don't miss out because they are particularly more likely to get it at a higher age, Probably even more so than women.
Mm-hmm. Now, Kay, this is incredibly interesting, and I wonder if you'd stay with us. We'll just go for a song break. Would you stay with us and we'll come back and have a little bit more of a talk about this?
Yes, love to. Thank you.
And I'm pleased to say that we've got Kay Kerr, and we're still talking about Osteoporosis Day, which was yesterday. So now we need to know a little bit more about this disease, Kay. What steps should listeners take if they think they might, all of this might relate to them?
Yes. Well, Rosemary, there are a few things that listeners might make them suspect that they have osteoporosis. Mm-hmm. And it's best to talk to your doctor about your suspicion, if that's you, or your physiotherapist. For example, anyone who's had an unexpected fracture, for example, a fracture that occurred with minimal trauma, or they had a few fractures in recent years, then they might be at risk of osteoporosis. Perhaps, though, the first thing that you might feel is aching, often across your thoracic spine, very prone to compression fractures in that area as we get older, and you might be, or you might be getting shorter or a bit of stooped posture. These symptoms, especially when they're combined with things like family history of osteoporosis or other risk factors, might lead the doctor or the physio to suggest a bone mineral density test.
So if we do that, how can a physiotherapist and or exercise help this?
Well, the treatment of osteoporosis is very multidisciplinary. So the doctors work together with the a rehab team, which might often involve a dietitian looking at your diet to make sure that you've got enough minerals to make bone in the first place, a physiotherapist or who would look at the factors that stop you from being able to exercise. For example, someone who's had a previous injury can't necessarily just walk straight out and do weight-bearing exercise, mm-hmm. which they need to do. Mm-hmm. They might need to have those joints treated first and have some specific exercises to strengthen them. An exercise physiologist might be able to put together a program for them that they can do in their own preferred setting, like at home or at a gym or wherever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Often physios are the first to see these people, and because we usually spend a lot more time discussing all of these things, we're often the ones, in fact, recommending that they get these tests done in the first place. As a physio or an exercise physiologist, we prescribe tailored strength and balance exercises to improve bone density, improve posture, reduce falls risk as being the primary thing. But really, the whole thing is about returning to a happy, fulfilled life. Mm-hmm. Treatment often involves things like specific exercises, gym-based, it needs to be weight-bearing exercise. And when I say weight-bearing, that doesn't mean just through your legs, which might involve doing things like step-ups and squats and walking and things like that. But it means also preventing those wrist fractures when you have a fall. So obviously upper limb strengthening and strengthening your back as well to prevent those thoracic fractures. Mm-hmm. So programs these days are very highly researched. And the reason for that is we need to make sure that these people who are prone to injury anyway are doing safe exercise and probably always best where they can get advice from the professionals.
I was just going to say, so it is really best to have that guidance from a physio, isn't it? I mean, it's not just about avoiding injury, it's about building stronger bones, which you guys can, as you said, work out a plan that's going to suit that person.
Yes, yes, it really is. And there's so many ways to do it now. And, you know, for your listeners, Medicare covers a lot of this for them, particularly if they're over 70, they can get those bone mineral density tests done for free, mm-hmm. With a referral from their doctor. And, you know, the chronic illness plans give them a rebate on exercise physiology or physiotherapy. So, and, you know, multidisciplinary teams like at our practice have programs specifically about osteoporosis that focus on making people be able to lower their falls risk.
Okay. Now, gosh, we could go on about this forever, Kay, I'm sure, but is there just a word of final advice?
I guess stay active, keep up the weight-bearing exercise, eat well, and if you're over 50 or have some risk factors that you're worried about, get a bone scan done. Just go and talk to your doctor about that. Prevention is always better than treatment.
Thank you for joining us again today, Kay. And that was Kay Kerr from Caboolture Physiotherapy Centre, and she's keeping our community connected. And why not catch up on earlier podcasts from Kay or the other guests that we've had in health and wellbeing shows, like the health and wellness coach, Lorna Golombek from Seed Physiotherapy, or Katie King, the balanced nutritionalist who has featured on Channel 7 and also the Courier Mail. Or you can also check out our water safety tips or water safety program available from Bev Hunter, Senior Project and Training Manager at Queensland Royal Life Saving Society. All of this and so much more on 1015fm.com.au website, and click on podcast.